room?
Yes, ma'am. The Honorable Mr. Neal will conduct the hearing at this time.
Okay.
Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning.
Would you please state your full name and ABC number for the record, please?
Yes, it's Georgina Deborah Corona, and my ABC number is 254245.
Thank you. Your 24 years old board of executive tenancy this morning reference to your community supervision revocation. I'm going to introduce the board members that will conduct your hearing this morning, and there's four of us present. There's the Honorable Louis Canonas, the Honorable Gail Rittenhouse, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who's our board chairman. My name is David Neal, and I'll be the hearing lead this morning. Also in the room today, we have Mr. Westby from the Department of Corrections, and he'll also represent the federal office.
Okay.
Prior to this hearing, you received a notification form advising you of the board hearing. Do you remember that form?
Yes.
On that form, you're notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Do you hire an attorney, or are you representing yourself today?
I'm representing myself.
All right. I'm going to swear you and Mr. Westby in at this time. So you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes.
I do.
Do you hear that you have been in two phases today? In phase one, we will determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. And then in phase two, we will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. So for phase one, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read the three allegations that are on your warrant. And after each one, I'm going to ask you if it's true or false.
Okay.
Allegation number one is a violation of Illinois Commission of Supervision number 12A, as demonstrated by your leaving your approved address of 132 South Robeson in Mesa, Arizona, on about April 18, 2018, and not reported into the Mesa Regional Parole Office by the next business day. Is that true or false, ma'am?
That's true.
Okay, allegation number two is violation of Illinois Commission of Supervision number 7, as demonstrated by your failure to submit a urine specimen for blood testing on or about April 19, 2018, per the task individual testing compliance summary dated April 20, 2018. Is that true or false?
That's true.
Okay, and allegation number three is violation of Illinois Commission of Supervision number 12A, as demonstrated by your leaving your approved address of 230 South 12th Avenue, Phoenix, Arizona, on or about May 1st, 2018, and not reporting into the Mesa Regional Parole Office by the next business day. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you were absconded from supervision. Is that true or false, ma'am?
That's true.
Okay, well, let me move forward now. So based on the elicitations of Ms. Corona, I need to find that she's legal. As she violated the term condition over supervision, and that she may have lapsed or about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Kimmel, seconded by Dr. Wright, seconded by Ms. Rittenhouse. Okay, ma'am, we're going to move into phase two in a moment, but before we begin, Mr. Westby is going to give us some background information. So stay on the phone, and I'll get right back with you. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Mr. Westby.
On April 12, 2018, Ms. Corona was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections. She was arrested May 18, 2018 by Mesa PD. There were no new charges. She was back in DOC custody on May 18, 2018 with an adjusted community supervision end date of August 15, 2018, which reflects 17 absconded days. Correct conviction, 2018, dangerous drug violation, 2 years. Prior convictions, 2010, aggravated assault, 1 year. 2010, burglary, third degree, 2 years. This is her second term in DOC. CUIR score, 3-3. Mental health score, 3. Substance abuse score, 3. There's no gang information noted. Prior term of supervision, 2012, TIS release. Absconded, reached CSED in custody. Her disciplinary violations are moderate with alcohol, violence, and theft noted. Other arrest, 2008 assault, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. Her community risk score is a G3B4.
Thank you, sir. Okay, we're going to go over a summary of the post-supervision.
Okay.
So when you were released from prison on April 12, 2018, to pre-food residence at TLC Halfway House with Mesa.
Yes.
Then on, looks like April 18th, you were unsuccessfully discharged from TLC due to walking away from the program.
Right.
And then on April 30th, 2018, you were an inpatient at CBI Access Transition Point located at 35 East Tavolina Avenue in Mesa. And then on May 1st, you were discharged from CBI you were discharged from there and you were to go to CASS, located at 230 South 12th Avenue in Phoenix, Arizona. You did not request or receive approval for any additional addresses. So when you went to CASS, were you there the rest of the time until you absconded?
Mainly, always, to be honest, I left from CBI that day. And I was on the streets. I didn't have anywhere to go. I was mentally unstable. I couldn't find my bearings. I couldn't pretty much do anything without my medication. But now I've upped my dose on my medication and I'm back on it and I'm doing a lot better. So I didn't go to CAS because I feel CAS is very unsafe and I didn't want to go there because I felt like I was going to be unsafe.
Okay, so the last range from CBI, they discharged you, but you didn't continue on the CAS like you were supposed to?
No.
Okay. So, okay, so you didn't find any employment, but you were looking, right?
I was looking. I was going to get a job down the street on Southern Country Club at a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I didn't get the job, so...
Okay, so you were in CBI as an inpatient. While you were in there, did they have you medicated?
Yeah, they did give me medication that day. They did.
So on the 1st of May when you left CBI, they quit giving you medication before they let you out of there?
Yeah, they did give me medication that night when I spent the night there.
Okay.
But then they discharged me, and I went to the street. I didn't have anywhere to go. I didn't feel safe.
Okay. All right. And let's see. You referred to TASC for random UAs. I like this color code system, and so you put in the room.
Yes.
And I guess there was only one time it was called and you didn't submit. Why didn't you submit a UA that time?
Which day was that, sir?
Well,
was I still at TLC?
Well, let's see. It says that you were responsible for one test, which would have been April 19, 2018. So, that was the day you walked away from TLC.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that day I walked from TLC, I was very paranoid and I didn't feel stable. I just felt like the women were trying to hurt me there and
so
I didn't even know I had the UA there. I just took it upon myself to leave without even telling anybody. I just didn't feel right.
But that wasn't the UA you were going to get TLC. It was you were supposed to get a task.
Yeah. Right, but they did drop a UA at me on me at TLC and I passed it, but I don't know if you guys have that in your records or not.
Well, no, I haven't gone quite through the whole thing, but this was a TASC cover call where you were supposed to do a TASC, not a TLC.
Right, okay.
And you didn't do it. Now, you said you were feeling disoriented and everything, and were you doing any self-medicating during this time?
No, I was not using any drugs while I was at TLC. I was completely sober. I was going to AME. I was looking for jobs. I felt complete. Like, I would go out looking for jobs, and I went to Crystal to pause, and I got totally lost. Instead of going to Crystal Palace, I went to Country Club and Southern, like, passed me down going southbound, and I ended up by the freeway by Walmart. And I went inside Walmart and I asked them, I said, can you guys please help me? I was told you guys were able to help convicts, you know, with, you know, maybe a job or something. You know, I had no idea where I was. I got completely lost, going around different corners after corner. Finally, I got on the bus and I made it back to TLC, but I was completely lost. But I don't know what happened, but I didn't make it to Crystal Deposit. It was completely the wrong way.
Right. Well, according to TLC, when you went into their 90-day substance program, when you started into it, you were doing fantastic, but then you just walked away from it on the 18th. So, okay. So I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions at this time.
Okay.
I don't see any questions from my fellow board members. So, man, we're nearing the end of your hearing. We'd like to give you an opportunity to make a final statement before we make our determination. We just ask that you don't give us information that you've already given us. You know, don't repeat that stuff. But if you have something else, anything, you know, final statement you'd like us to know before we make our determination, now is your opportunity.
Okay. Well, recently my sister has just got in contact with me, and she's a very good role model for me. She was in the Army and everything, and she would like to help me out and things like that. And also, I would like to be able, if I get reinstated, I'm now stable in my mind. I feel a lot calmer. I feel a lot safer now. And maybe Church on the Street could be a good option for me, and I would definitely like to give it another chance. I don't want to just give up. And that's all I really have to say. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. But we'll be going into the discussion and make a determination. We'll be talking amongst ourselves. You may think we're talking to you, but we won't be, but we ask that you stay on the phone, listen to the conversation, and once we've made a determination, I'll get back on and finish this up, okay?
Okay.
Hey, the board is now in discussion. Sounds like Ms. Corona has had a few problems, but it's a mental health issue, but now that she's been reincarcerated, evidently has stabilized that. It sounds like she may have some good family support now when she gets out, but with the scouting days and those kind of violations, walking away from programs and stuff, I don't see a good candidate to return to community supervision at this time. I think that she would be better served to make sure that over the next couple of months before she gets out in August, that she, you know, put together a plan and figure out exactly how she wants to handle this problem with her and coordinate with her sister, so when she gets out, she won't have to worry about DOC, but her and her sister can work together so that Georgina can become a productive citizen and not have to face these problems in DOC. Well, I'm willing to listen to the discussion from my fellow board members. No discussion. Well, based on all the information, number 2018W1421, Ms. Pavonia's testimony and information from the Department of Corrections, I'm going to move to the community supervision of Ms. Pavonia. As she violated violent term condition of supervision and had laughed from not laughed in home ways or company, specifically the abscond days where we have no way of knowing for sure what she might have been doing. And that's my motion.
Second.
Agree.
Both myself, seconded by Mr. Pinellas, agreed by Dr. Ms. Rittenhouse. Okay, ma'am, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision at this time, but we're going to take that as a negative thing. It's one of the things that happens when you get violated on community supervision. We do wish you the best luck. We want you to succeed. Suggest that I think it looks like you have 54 or 55 days left until your release in August. At that time, you should be free of the Department of Corrections unless you commit some more crimes, which we hope you don't. But in that 55 days. Make yourself a plan. Your CO3 can help you with information about program you might be able to get into to make sure you're you know, stable mental health wise, so that you can go out and find a job. But there are companies out there that will hire you after you've left the prison. So we do wish you luck. Is there any questions now?
I'm sorry?
Do you have any questions?
No, not at all. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you for your period for work day, and this will end your hearing. And please put the CO3 back on the phone.
Okay. We're going to talk to you.